Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me click on the buttons. Let's see. Almost done. Almost done. Almost done. Almost, calm down, we're almost there. I apologize, not really. And one more button. The Twitter button always seems to take the longest for some strange reason. I don't get it. It's taking really long today. There we go. And alrighty. Alright. So all the buttons have been clicked. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to see something real quick though. So hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on just another second. Thank you. Thank you for your patience and all that good stuff. So I went ahead and let me listen. All right. Okay. Good. All right, so I went ahead and I upgraded my Mixlr account. I know I've been talking about it a couple times here and there. I finally went ahead and did it. And, it's $5 a month. I think that's a pretty fair investment. And, you know, I realize after doing that, after getting that all set up. Oh, see, I wasn't patient enough. All right, never mind. I realize that I haven't been taking advantage of this application as much as I could have been, I guess. So for $5 a month, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool website and a pretty cool application. So I'm pretty happy that I made that little $5 investment. Also, I went ahead and after exploring the site for a little bit, I went ahead and added myself to some other websites. For example, SoundCloud. Now, I've known about SoundCloud. I've had SoundCloud for quite a while. Just to listen to things, of course, on SoundCloud. So I'm going to start posting all the episodes on SoundCloud as well. What is the other one? SoundCloud, MixCloud, Audio Boo, and I think that's it. So yeah, I went ahead and got myself added onto those sites. So I'm pretty much all over the fucking internet right now. Or I will be by the end of today. Once I'm done with this recording, I'm going to go ahead and share all of my current episodes to those additional sites. Excuse me. And then I will be pretty much all over the internet. I mean, if you're going to advertise a podcast in any way, shape, or form with the cheapest amount of money invested, I think I've just accomplished that. In all honesty. Anyways. Now we'll just see what happens. So, what do I want to talk about today? This is going to be a tough one. And it's going to be a tough one because I have to be really, really, really careful in the choices of words that I use in the things I'm going to say. And what I mean by that is basically... I want to talk about relationships, all right? And that is a difficult topic no matter how you look at it, all right? It's no matter what you do, talking about relationships is always difficult, especially if you're in a relationship. And so hence the I must be careful and I must choose my words carefully. But no matter what I say, I'm going to sound like a dick. I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, you can't really complain about a relationship without sounding like a dick, first of all, and just simply being a dick. I mean, it's just the way of the world, right? But let me tell you what and here's the thing. My girl may or may not listen to this episode. You know, if she does, she does. Apparently, she's only listened to 2 episodes. So says she, right? So whether or not that's true, who knows? I don't know why she would lie about it, but there's a chance that she may hear this episode. So in that sense, I have no plans to be restricting myself in what I say based on that. Okay. Based on the fact that she may listen to it. All right. But I would like to apologize to her in advance because I feel like I have to. I feel like I'm not going to have a choice but to apologize no matter what I say. All right. And I'm not. And I don't know. It's like a catch 22, but whatever, you know, fuck it. Here we go. Do you know what I have a problem with in relationships? And this is a pretty standardized thing. Okay. So I think that in my having a problem with it is not above and beyond. It doesn't, you know, single, you know, her out specifically or anything like that. It's just a general problem that pretty much always exists within relationships. And that problem is this, and maybe it's women. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Well, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll find out. Right. But the problem that I have is this inability to make a fucking decision. Okay. Now, I have no problems making a decision, all right? For example, this particular episode that I'm recording right here, okay? I was asked today if I wanted to go grocery shopping. Now, we just went grocery shopping, okay? But my kids are coming over this weekend, so we need to do a little bit extra grocery shopping. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I'll gladly go grocery shopping. But I didn't get the chance to record an episode when I got home from work because I worked late today. And so I'll record tonight after you go to bed or, you know, whatever. The response I was given was, well, then I'm going to lose you for an hour at night. And you won't be in bed with me when I fall asleep. You know what? I get that. And I'm sorry. You know what I mean? That was pretty much my response. My statement was, well, okay, so then how about you just go grocery shopping? I'll record while you're gone. And then there's no issue at night, right? So I'm trying to solve the conflict here. You know what I'm saying? And I was met with, well, then I'm going to be without you. For however long it takes me to go grocery shopping. We won't be together and I'll have to go grocery shopping by myself. So you see, the situation here is that I am being given a choice to, no matter what happens, no matter what choice I make, there's a negative outcome to this choice, right? These are all words that I said, okay? So this isn't, you know, I'm not like, you know, spilling my guts to you. These are things that I said to my girlfriend, okay? These are statements that I made to her. Like, you're making me choose you. Like,